Welcome to Men in Charge in Brief. I'm Kevin Decker.
And I'm Tony Flynn. Today, Tough Guy Cheese.
We're going to be tough on Tough Guy Cheese, or at least we're going to run a non-critical commercial, basically. This is Don Capablanco's scheme, which in Britain is not a bad thing, right? A scheme is a plan or a project.
Right.
But one of the things we want to do is ask you, do you prescind the implicit question in this episode? And if you do, can you somehow beam your idea of what that implicit question is to us? And should you be correct, you will win a valuable prize.
Listener, we'll return to Rabbi Mordecai Zisler's Deaf Comedy Jam in just a moment. But first, here's a word from our sponsor, Tough Guy Cheese.
Hello, cultured connoisseur of natural public radio. I'm Don Capablanco, here to talk to you about the Cosa Nostra's new front public service. Tough Guy Cheese. Here to talk with you about this new line of products and services are my top tough guys, Largo and Aiden.
Hey, listener, if you like Largo and I, you're a tough guy. Largo, show them what we mean.
Nobody needs so many dumb studio microphones. So there.
But tough guys like us don't like showing weakness when we have to ask for many of the popular cheeses out there at the delicatessen or supermarket counter.
Yeah, brie, camembert, string cheese. You cannot ask for these cheeses and save face at the same time.
We know. We tried at Peddler Pete's. We was laughed away from the try-a-sample counter.
Imagine us being laughed away from anywhere.
That's why, with the generous permission of Don Capablanco, Largo and I is trying to redeem ourselves with these tough guy cheeses.
It ain't just the rind on these cheese what is hard. Any one of them could go mano a mano with me in a dark alley anytime.
Yeah, these is mainly throwing cheeses, but yeah, any of them would be good in a fight. Let's see here. We got Gouda et Murder, Monterey Ike, Black and Blue, and Asiago and Cry to Your Mama.
And the ever popular Limburger. Do not go too close to that one unless you need to have a good cry.
Aiden and Largo, why don't you pop into the local Peddler Pete's and see how Tough Guy Cheeses are doing down?
Hi, welcome to Peddler Pete's. Can I offer you some samples of red wine Toscano cheese on a pita cracker?
We ain't here for no Little League cheese, lady. We want to see your new Tough Guy Cheese.
Gosh, I'm sorry about this mess.
Obviously, Largo, she is Canadian.
Wet cleanup and I'll wimp.
We have to keep the tough guy cheeses under lock and key. For the customer's own safety, of course.
That's exactly what we likes to hear. Now do show us or Largo here will happily defenestrate all your store's cat treats and puff pastries.
Right this way.
Excellent. Delightful. Tough guy cheese is more entertaining to me personally than the time I kidnapped fitness guru Richard Simmons and PBS painting instructor Bob Ross, starved them both for a week, then left them in a cage to settle old scores. And I, Don Capablanco, think you'll like tough guy cheese just as much. Get it at the secured dairy counter at your local grocer today.
Kevin, did anyone beam anything in?
Oh, we got beamed in. Midge Krull of Destin, Florida asked, is Tough Guy Cheese a new offering from the Trump family of products, services, and criminals? Well, I thought that the script made it clear that the criminal mafia family was a transparent reflection of the Trump mafia family. But if you didn't get that, then I'm not going to say whether it's right or wrong.
We're going to hang on to our valuable prizes because of their value.
We would like to thank our non-mafia friends, the cast, Greg Smith, Jody Stewart Strobel, Tony Flynn, and Kevin Decker. Today's sketch was written by Kevin Decker. We'd also like to thank the person that an ill wind always blows good to, Brian Lindsay.